Inspired by the play for BBC Radio 4, A Shoebox of Snow, by Julie Mayhew, I've been thinking about a special memory attached to one of the objects that I own. And the object I've chosen to tell you about today is a bat in a jar. So the jar is a medical specimen jar, dating from the 1920s, I was told. The bat inside it, I'm not so sure if it's been in that jar that length of time, but it's been in there a while, preserved in formaldehyde. I picked up the bat in a jar on a trip many years ago to Los Angeles, my only time in Los Angeles, which is part of why it's so memorable. The reason I was in that city was because I was cruelly made redundant from a job 2 weeks after I'd turned down a job at a different company that I was headhunted to. When I contacted that company back again, of course the job had gone, but they did tell me that they had a sort of interesting errand that I could do for them, which was to go to Los Angeles to deliver some very important film negative for them. They were a film company. Anyway, they told me they'd pay for my flight there and back, but once I dropped off the film, I could stay there as long as I wanted before coming back. So I took a few days and I bimbled about Los Angeles on my own. I managed to avoid getting shot and avoid getting lost in downtown LA when I got off a bus in a wrong part of town when the sun was going down. But the bat in the jar came from a shop I found on Melrose Avenue, I think it was, called Necromance. It's probably still there. So you walk in off this very sunny, brightly lit Los Angeles street into the inside of Dracula's castle or Professor Van Helsing's lab, as far as it seems. And I could have bought the whole shop, but I bought a couple of mementos, or memento moris, and one of them was this bat in a jar. It was very enchanting, but I kind of picked it out without thinking how I was going to get it back to London, and indeed whether or not I would be arrested the minute I turned up at the airport with a bat in a jar. So if I absolutely had to sell my bat in a jar, how much would I sell it for? I honestly can't remember how much I paid for it when I bought it. It wasn't very much. I think it might have been about $30. I don't really want to part with it, but I probably could if I had to. There are things I have that I would want to keep more, pieces of artwork that I've made or other people have made for me. So the bat in the jar, I don't know. Let's say £101.